nobody we can have a disproportional reaction to a minor insult from?
We've been back to that well a lot. It's running a little dry.
Sue, come on. Our base is angry.
What's up, guys? It's Dave at Cardinals_live on Twitter, where most of you, I'm sure, know me from. I was a guest on 2 for 3 podcast tonight. Thanks to Moose Michaels for having me on. I brought up a few different names on the podcast, and because of time constraints, I felt like I wasn't able to elaborate enough for based on the names I brought up. So I'm going to very quickly talk about that, get into more details, just to be a little bit more clear. And I'm also going to say I don't think this is going to be a thing. I'm not going to try to start a podcast. I much prefer to be a guest on somebody else's. I don't have the time to commit to do that. But here we go. So during the podcast, I touched base on Dallas Keuchel. And the reason why I brought him up is, A, I've heard a couple of names so far this offseason. And yeah, I would probably say 50% of the information that I've heard has kind of came across nationally. For the 50% of the names that I've heard have really not been mentioned at all, and some of those names I haven't publicly said just because I haven't heard their names enough. I don't like bringing up names unless I really hit the 3-4 mark of hearing their name per my source before I even want to bring it to anybody else's attention, because there's so many names being thrown out. I don't like putting out false information. I'm not the type of person to put out clickbait. I'm not the type of person just to make up a rumor just to get a like. To anyone following me, I've hopefully proved that to some sense that the information I get is kind of realistic information. Sometimes I don't get every tidbit of information. Just recently, the Andrew Miller signing. I've publicly said before it happened that I haven't heard Andrew Miller's name, and I publicly stated that once Andrew Miller was signed, I admitted I did not hear Andrew Miller's name at all. So I don't get every information, but what I did get in that situation was a couple days before Miller signed, I got word that we were all but out on Zach Britton. So, and then I tweeted that we were out on Britton. Then a couple days later, Miller signed. So I got the tidbit leading up to it, but I didn't get the steak. I just got the crumbs. So I don't put out everything. Now, what made me bring up the Dallas Keuchel situation, and if you haven't checked out stlhattrick.com, the website that I quickly mentioned on the podcast this evening, it is a website that's kind of new or beginning in the beginning stages, at least from me being on there, developing my little platform on the website. It's something that I just joined, and I'm humbled and honored to be a part of it. It's a cool website. It has everything from baseball, hockey, to even if you like comic books. It truly has something for anybody. And I have an article that's going to be posted tomorrow, a piece to where I clamor for the Cardinals to pursue an elite starting pitcher. And one in particular that I bring up is Dallas Keuchel. And the reason why I brought Dallas Keuchel up in the article is because I've heard his name in that kind of 3-4 times range that I like to hear before I mention a player. And then there's been a bunch of speculation about the years that Dallas Keuchel is going to command and what the numbers might look like. I haven't heard anything like that, so I don't go into depth on information I don't know. I don't speculate. I give my opinion as a baseball fan, but when I'm talking about rumors through that the mill that I'm hearing per my source, I don't add anything else extra that I don't know. I don't put any salt and pepper on anything. I give you what I know, clear as day, and I leave it at that. So with the Dallas Keuchel situation, I kind of explore the avenue of why adding someone like him makes sense. And I go into depth of their current rotation, the question marks that surround it, and why that a move for Dallas Keuchel ultimately would be a great move, and why me hearing his name made sense, and why I was okay with putting that information out there. So, yes, I've heard Dallas Keuchel's name, but no, I don't know anything about years. I don't know anything about the type of money that this involves. I'm just telling you a name I've heard. Now, at the very end of the podcast, I dropped a big one, and it was regarding Bryce Harper. And it's another situation where I don't like throwing anything out there, especially Bryce Harper's name. In fact, I kind of mowed it over even bringing Bryce Harper up tonight with the news that I had. And the reason why is because anything Harper-related spreads like wildfire, and it's a very emotional topic for what seems to be this offseason for a lot of fan bases. So what I kind of touched on is how I was comfortable bringing this news to light. It wasn't going to be a situation to where I was just going to simply say the Cardinals are in on Bryce Harper and leave it at that. That was not the goal. That's not what I wanted to do. So I felt in my heart the best thing to do was to elaborate to the point to where I can break down the conversation I had per my source, to basically draw a picture for anyone listening to understand where and how I'm drawing the conclusion that I believe that the Cardinals may be in on Harper more so than they have been or have claimed. Earlier this month, I believe it was, well, we're in January now, so it was right before Thanksgiving, where I've got information that I drew the conclusion that we were not interested in Harper, 0%. 0% chance, not interested. And it's because during my regular dialogue I have with person that I've gathered information from, the same person who allowed me to break the Goldschmidt trade, the information was given to me when I asked the question. And the question was, anything on Harper and Cardinals? And the response I got in quote was, quote, "We wouldn't touch that kid with a 10-foot pole," period, end quote. So that was the end of it. That was the end of it. I knew full-heartedly that anything Cardinals Harper related was pure speculation. There was no substance behind it. There was a 0% chance. Call it a day. Let's move on. I'm sick of hearing about it. Well, I was having a little conversation with my person, my bud. I called my bud, and I just shot him a question. Because we've all been seeing the news on Manny Machado, who I expect to sign with the Yankees in the coming week for that to be announced. We heard some Harper Yankee news. So just being clever, I said, anything Harper related to St. Louis yet? I said, I just threw it out there. And the response I got was, pole got shorter, period, end quote. And if we go back to the previous comment, 10-foot pole, new comment, pole got shorter. From situation A to situation B, there's a change. A change took place. And what that change was, me and Moose kind of maybe speculated. And like I said, I'm not a big speculator. So I don't know the change that happened. We can only assume that numbers change or clauses changed. And or the market changed. The market for both kind of big name free agents have kind of been underwhelming, and they're slowly decreasing. And whether it's the players feelings about an organization or an organization's feelings about certain players. You know, we can mark Philly off. It looks like Philly is going to be a dud this offseason after all the big game. And I speculated that early November. I said Philadelphia seems like they're all bark, no bite. And I think that's going to come true. I don't think that either of these players are going to go towards Chicago, because I don't think Chicago is a destination where it's not a great organization where people think that there's going to be this significant run of success. And these players have an opportunity to pick an organization not only to get paid, but to win. So I've narrowed my predictions for Bryce Harper down to two the past month. And my two predictions, our destinations for Bryce Harper, were Los Angeles Dodgers, which I still believe is number one team to beat. I still think that's, if I had to put money down today and bet where Harper was going to go, I would say Los Angeles. My number team, though, is a team that nobody, I'm saying nobody, still counts in the game, and that's Washington Nationals. They are the second favorite to retain Bryce Harper, and if anybody tells you otherwise, they have no idea what they're talking about. I promise you, it's around baseball. Every single front office still has Washington Nationals as one of the top suitors for Bryce Harper. That has not changed. Money, Corbin, anything. No situation has changed the fact that the Washington Nationals would still love and go for retaining Bryce Harper. Now, we also look at the third team. It's third team. There has never been a third team, in my opinion, that's up there to par with both those teams. Because of the information that I have been given, I have changed that. I have reluctantly added the St. Louis Cardinals as one of the top three teams with a chance to land Bryce Harper on this day, December 2nd at 3:30 in the morning. I'm sticking by it for right now based on the information that I have, that the St. Louis Cardinals have a chance to sign Bryce Harper depending on how the situation unfolds. So, like I said, they're still my number three. Right now, they're not above Washington. They're not above the Dodgers. But I believe they're above the rest of the pack in baseball. I don't see the Yankees at all. Like I said, I'm calling Machado to the Yankees, and I'm calling it within the next week and a half. It's going to happen very soon. I wouldn't be surprised if it happens before Monday. So that's going to be done. And then once that falls, Harper's going to fall. So we're going to leave it at that for tonight. And it's kind of where it stands. So I'm as giddy as everybody else. I'm excited. I decided to go ahead and put it out there. But I decided to put it out in a way to where I explain the situation. That way everyone can understand that this isn't like some outlandish call. This is information that I'm giving based on information that I've received. I want you guys to have a great night, great and good morning, happy new year. And we are, a couple people are trying to, maybe on Moose's podcast, we're going to have to, or two for three, we're going to have to get together, plan it out, discuss that if it's really going to be a possibility. But what we would like to do is get a couple of prominent STL Cards tweeters and kind of form a round table and have an off-season discussion about moves made, possible moves to come, and maybe just some simple baseball talk. Get a few people on the phone, or however we're going to, still details to iron out, but maybe get a few personalities all in one discussion and have some fun. And I think I look forward to it, and I hope some people are interested. And if you are, go ahead and shoot me a DM, and or Moose Michaels a DM, and we'll get something going. I'm excited about it. I want to kind of talk some good baseball and get everybody's opinions on information anyone else may know, or just kind of how the off season's going so far in their own opinion. Again, this is Dave, and give me a shout out at Cardinals_live. And that's going to be on Twitter. You guys take care, man. Hashtag Team Live. Thanks, guys.